Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenworth. I've got a good program lined out for you, and there's no better way to kick off a bluegrass show than to have the bluegrass album band play a classic tune. Here they are playing I'll Never Shed Another Tear, Bluegrass Album Band.
I'll never shed another tear. I don't care what happens. You have proved your love untrue to me. There's nothing you can do that will ever change my feelings. So I'll never shed another tear. Told me not to fear, but now you've forgotten and you've left me here forever. So I'll never shed another tear. I'll never shed another tear. I don't care what happens. You have proved your love untrue to me. There's nothing you can do that will ever change my feelings. So I'll never shed another tear. Should have told me, dear, that you were only fooling. Then I'd never learn to love you so. Then I wouldn't have all these heartaches, my darling, dreading the day I'd see you go. I'll never shed another tear now. I don't care what happens. You have proved your love untrue to me. There's nothing you can do that will ever change my feelings. So I'll never shed another tear. another tear. I don't care what happens. You have proved your love untrue to me. There's nothing you can do that will never change my feelings. So I'll never shed another tear.
Some absolutely classic bluegrass music there from the Bluegrass Album Band. A few weeks ago, I was talking to Jeremy Stevens about his new album, and of course, we had to mention his wife, Karina Rose Logston, a superb fiddle player and harmony singer to Jeremy, and she has her own album out, Karina Rose Logston, Bluegrass Fiddler. It's got some great tunes on it, and I'm going to play one of them now. It's a tune comes from the writing of Tommy Magnus, and it's called The Smoky Mountain Rag. Here's Karina Rose. Logston with some great shuffle bowing going on there. Great to listen to. I'd like to feature an album, the Del Mercury Band, and the album's called The Company We Keep. It's really well presented CD. It's got some great photos taken in this very flash looking boardroom. Lots of dark stained woodwork and all the guys in very sober suits and things like that. Photos of the band. And then it's got the photos of the women behind the music, all looking equally severe. And then it's got a photo of the grandkids, so to speak, all looking very serious in the boardroom as well. So it's great. CD. It's got some good tracks on it. Del Mercury Band is, of course, Del Mercury doing vocals and guitar, Ronnie Mercury doing mandolin and vocals, Rob Mercury doing banjo vocals and a bit of guitar work as well, Jason Carter on fiddle and vocals, and Mike Bubb playing bass and singing. Came out in 2005. It's a great album. Let's listen to opening track, Nothing Special, and then we'll hear a song called The Mountain Song. Del Mercury and then the Del Mercury Band.
luxury is every girl's dream. Looking for a millionaire to build her self-esteem. But my interests don't fall in monetary desires. Just a steady dose of passion, baby's all I require.
Nothing special.
I'll take what you got and be satisfied.
Nothing special.
Don't claim to be greedy or dignified.
Nothing special.
All I need is you here by my side.
Nothing special.
Nothing special for me. Don't need no pearls or no diamond rings. No trips to Paris for a weekend fling. Just your sweet kiss is all that you need to bring. Cause honey, I'm not into all those fancy things. You can keep your lavish parties with your caviar. No need for fashions or a brand new car. No fancy mansions with my breakfast in bed. Just satisfy my hunger with your loving instead. What I'm feeling inside. Honey, give me half a chance and I'll let you decide. I'm no women's lib, but Lord, I sure ain't no slave. Your warm and tender body is the only thing I crave.
Nothing special.
I'll take what you got and be satisfied.
Nothing special.
Don't claim to be greedy or dignified.
Nothing special.
All I need is you here by my side.
Nothing special. Special.
I'll take what you got and be satisfied.
Nothing special.
Don't claim to be greedy or dignified.
Nothing special.
All I need is you here by my side.
Nothing special.
Nothing special for me.
Better left alone. Holler in the moon.
the music played, everything so find my peace of mind in all these natural thrills. These mountains were the first to show their face up to the sky. Lay me to rest you when I die. Lay me to rest you when I die. Holler in the moonlight, set the mountains shine. The sound of the music plays. Lay me to rest you when I die. Lay me to rest you when I die.
Oh, that's Adele McCurry Band from the album The Company I Keep. And hope you enjoyed that. They do a great job. They really work those instruments pretty hard, don't they? That's for real. Oh, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And Back Porch Bluegrass comes to you from Free FM 89.0 Independent Community Media. And we're in Hamilton, New Zealand. And Shearer's Music Works is in Hamilton, New Zealand. And it's a great shop to go to meet all your musical supplies. They've been promoting music in Hamilton for more than 50 years and doing a fine job at it. I'm really pleased that they're promoting Back Porch Bluegrass. What are we going to hear? Jim and Jesse from an album recorded in 1991. It was produced by Carl Jackson, and it's called Music Among Friends. I saw Carl Jackson when we played at Bean Blossom, Indiana. We were in the afternoon concert, and Jim and Jesse were on before the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and I was backstage and so excited I could hardly believe it. And out on stage was Jim and Jesse playing with 16-year-old Carl Jackson playing banjo, and I was 24, I think, at the time, and I was watching this kid play and thinking, God, would I ever be able to play like he does? He was just stunning, but he's turned out to be not only a wonderful banjo player, but a great producer, great songwriter, great tenor singer, made a huge contribution to bluegrass music, and producing albums for his friends like Jim and Jesse is just one of the things that Carl Jackson's done. We're going to hear a track called I Bowed My Head and Cried Again, Jim and Jesse.
Oh, and how to hold it I had tried, and all the dreams that we had shared.
Jim and Jesse from the album Music Among Friends. I get to do a bit of dobro playing with one of my friends called Anne Lines, and she said, do you know the tune Dobro Country on the tribute album to Tut Taylor? So I looked it up, but it's a great tune played by Mike Witcher, and I'm going to play it on the show for you. It's a whole album is really good. It's a tribute to the music of Tut Taylor, and it's all tunes that he's written, and a whole bunch of different Dobro players get to play some of those tunes. And this one, Dobro Country, Michael Witcher, and he's backed by Fred Carpenter on fiddle, Ronnie McCoury again on mandolin, Russ Barenberg on guitar, and Barry Bales on bass. What a rhythm section that is. Here we come with Dobro Country.
Thank you.
That was Dobro Country. Mike Witcher playing the Dobro, and what a good tune for a jam session. You could sit there and come up with variations on the theme. I can just imagine Tut Taylor doing that. I'd like you to listen with me to Dale Ann Bradley now from the album Cumberland River Dreams. And this is a tune just called Thursday. And after that, we might hear the Bluegrass Album Band again. Here comes Dale Ann Bradley.
It started out just like a dream I knew that what we had would have to end. 'Cause I was looking for a lifetime lover, and you were looking for a friend. Someone to be there after all your nighttime lovers are gone the way they came. Someone who knew the way to help you play your daytime game. It's not the same. Oh, I started out believing that I'd come to mean enough to you to make you want to change. But then I came to realize there was just too much of you you'd have to rearrange. And I couldn't bear to wait around for all your nighttime lovers to go they came, and it came to hurt too much for me to help you play your daytime games. And no one's to blame. Oh no.
Don't make me lonely all these years. darling. I'm waiting to hear you call me dear. You know that I have always loved you. Don't make me lonely all these years.
Hi, bluegrass fans everywhere. My name's Keith McMillan and I live in the bluegrass capital of New Zealand, Hamilton. And you're listening to Paul Trenwith and Back Porch Bluegrass.
Thanks very much, Keith, for that. Keith McMillan, stringed instruments, that's the place to take your instruments to get it fixed up. Keith does a superb job of setting up instruments to make them the most playable you could ever imagine, and repairs broken instruments. You see some there with the headstocks broken off and the necks broken and the fronts caved in, and he makes them as good as new and works his miracles and plays great mandolin as well. So I know Keith well. Thanks for the program idea for Back Porch Bluegrass, Keith McMillan. Oh, I had reason to go back and listen to one of the original tunes for bluegrass music. A really popular tune at jam sessions is the old Bury Me Beneath the Willow. And I know Hamilton County recorded that in the late 1960s. We got our version from Earl Taylor and the Stony Mountain Boys. And it's something of a bluegrass jam session warhorse, really. And I had reason to go back and listen to the Carter Family version, because they were the ones that really put it all together in such a way that the bluegrassers really wanted to do it. And I have to admit, it was a little bit different from what I imagined. And it's good to go back to the sources of some of the music sometimes. So here is the Carter Family and their recording of what they called Bury Me Under the Weeping Willow. The Carter Family, classic country music.
My heart is sad and I'm in sorrow for the only one I love. Shall I see him? Oh, no, never till I meet him in heaven above. Oh, bear me under the weeping willow, yes, under the weeping willow tree. So he may know where I am sleeping, and perhaps he will weep for me. They told me that he did not love me, I could not believe it was true. Until an angel softly whispered, he is proving untrue to you. Oh, bear me under the weeping willow, yes, under the weeping willow tree. So he may know where I am sleeping, and perhaps he will weep for me. Weeping willow tree. So he may know where I am sleeping, and perhaps he will weep for me. Weeping willow tree. So he may know where I am sleeping, and perhaps he will weep for me.
Well, there you are, some classic country music there. And yeah, it was a little bit different from what I remembered. It's good to hear them. The person who puts up, or the people who put up these old clips, the old film clips on YouTube of groups like the Carter Family, man, I owe them a big debt. It's so good being able to see some clips of them playing music, and it's just wonderful. Ah, time we had some bluegrass from a New Zealand group. Pippi Pickers are a mainstay of New Zealand bluegrass music, and they've done some fine playing both in New Zealand, in Australia, in the USA, and always made friends everywhere they've played. Something of a family band with Nat Torkington on banjo and his dad Barry Torkington on guitar, and Janine Abarbanel on vocals and bass. Well, that's Nat's wife, and she really runs the group. She bosses the guys around like you wouldn't believe. And of course, we've got Gary Bigwood on mandolin, and doing a fine job with some mandolin breaks and some vocals. Great rhythm there. And here they are doing a classic bluegrass song, bringing in the Georgia Mail. Let's listen to the Pippi Pickers from New Zealand. To the Pippi Pickers, bring it in the Georgia Mail. They're the people that are instrumental in running the Kiwigrass Bluegrass Festival, which We're not quite sure if it's happening this coming February or not. We all need to be in level one, and Auckland is still in level three, and they need to escape that before we could even think about it. But it's trying times, these COVID things. Big shout out to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand. The program starts at Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, but goes around all the access radio stations in New Zealand, such as Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio, and also the access radio stations in Canada, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Newfoundland, and thanks Clayton, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia. Thank you very much for tuning in to a program from New Zealand, and of course Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, I think Friday afternoons, and you can listen to New Zealand take on the bluegrass music scene. It's never going to be up to date because there's, even under lockdowns and COVIDs, there's too much happening in the bluegrass scene to me to keep up to date way over here. So I'm just quite content to go seeking good tracks from my shelves of bluegrass music and hoping that other people enjoy the music that I play for them. Okay, what have we got lined up for you? Dale Ann Bradley again, delightful lady. I met her first time at 2007 in Grass Valley. Remember the Grass Valley Festival, Father's Day Festival, way up in a beautiful part of California. And she's a lovely lady to talk to, and she does some wonderful songs. Here she is doing one called The Rocking Chair.
Isn't much to look at, standing by the fireplace, and down the hall from my room where I can always see. The arms are worn and the seat is frayed. Seems it's always been that way. That rocking chair that's as old as me. Daddy carved the rungs from solid oak and made a cane bottom seat. You know he gave it to my mama on the day that I was born. He said he was so proud to have a child, and I would always be the one to help mama if he were ever gone. You know I heard my mama sing her songs as she rocked her babies one by one in that chair that was as old as me. And I heard her praying every night, Lord, give me strength to raise them right. She had the strength just like that old oak tree that made the rocking chair that was as old as me. Sometimes when I was asleep, to hear those runners creak on that hardwood floor while mama'd sing along. And as a child, it always eased my mind to hear mama sing in time after her working day was done. Well, I heard her laugh and I heard her cry on the day that my daddy died. She rocked in that chair, rocked there all alone. And when I ran to her with open arms, she said, now don't you be alarmed, 'cause Daddy gave us the strength to carry on. You see, your daddy picked that big old tree when he found out you were a part of me. Oh, he's left us something special. He'd want us to believe. And even though he's not around, we can draw our strength up through the ground, just like he did when he turned that old oak tree into this rocking chair he made for you. When times were hard, we'd always try to remember what Dad could always see. And now I have a family of my own, and I tell them just how I've grown from this rocking chair that's as old as me. And I can still hear Mama sing her songs as I rock my babies one by one in this chair that's as old as me. And I'm still praying every night, Lord, give me strength to raise them right, like you did when you turned that old oak tree into this rocking chair that's as old as me. Oh, this rocking chair will always be a part of me.
Isn't that a great song? Well, interestingly, we've got a rocking chair like that in our family that I know my grandmother had. And as far as I understand, it's passing down through the oldest granddaughter. And so I managed to miss out on that, of course. I've never been an oldest granddaughter yet. And it's going down a different branch of the family from me. But it's really neat to have a family heirloom that you can actually sit in and use. And it's a delightful old rocking chair with springs in it, so it's perpetual motion almost. Just fun. A lot of fun. Well, everyone knows that banjo players are slightly weird and they have a different relationship with their instrument than anybody else does. Well, here's a man who talks to his banjo. Have a listen to this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll get to that one in just a minute. Right now, Earl, while you're all tuned up there, let's do another little number on the five string where you kind of make it talk to you a little bit. Call the Mama Blues.
Son, you want who? You want your mama? Well, call her. What do you want this time, son? You want what? You want a drink of water? Well, don't say uh-huh, say yes, sir.
Ha ha ha. He's got a magic touch with that banjo, hasn't he? Earl Scruggs from the 1962 Carnegie Hall concert. Hope you enjoy that. Time for a gospel tune. Here's Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver from the album Lonely Street, When the Last of Our Days Shall Come.
Shall come, we will fly over the mountain top. We will sing with a voice so young. When the last of our days shall come, when the truth and the spirit twine in place, with no yours or mine, we will share in a joy divine. When the last of our days shall come, when the last of our days shall come, we will fly over the mountain top. We will sing with a voice so young. When the last of our days shall come. Torn, we will wake and be newly born. We will rest in his loving arms when the last of our days shall come. When the last of our days shall come, we will fly over the mountain top. We will sing with a voice so young. When the last of our days shall come. Shall come, we will fly over the mountain top. We will sing with a voice so young. When the last of our days shall come. Shall come, we will fly over the mountain top. We will sing with a voice so young. When the last of our days shall come, we will sing with a voice so young. When the last of our days shall come.
Some pretty full-on gospel music from Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver there. I'd like to go out with a tune from the Hamblin County Bluegrass Band from the album Yesterday's Gone, which was recorded in 1969. Oh, that's a long time ago. And it's an original mandolin tune written by our mandolin player David Calder. He had hardly ever seen anyone else play bluegrass mandolin, just listened to some tracks that I had, and we learned out bluegrass music from vinyl albums, really. And here he is doing a tune that I think rates with the best of the mandolin tunes. It's one called Sideways Shuffle, and it goes like this. Thanks very much for listening. Here's Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, David Calder with Sideways Shuffle.
Say it.